At this time, we're going to have a couple speakers tonight, and we're going to start off with Tamara, who's going to speak about Reese.
Then I'm going to introduce John. I got my note. Good evening, and welcome to Millie's beautiful church and our class celebration. I came to this church 7 years ago in the summer and started Millie's class that fall, and I've had endless miracles in my life ever since. First, I just want to start by giving all glory to God and the angel kingdom. I'd like to ask that God use me. And Thursday night, when I came to class, I was really sad. We had some scary news about our daughter and our daughter Crystal, and I know everyone's praying for her to have the best possible, highest good that God can give her. And I laid my head on Millie's knee because no one was next to her, and I saw Reese standing in front of me, and I have a picture here. We were just singing Zippity-Doo-Dah, Bluebird on My Shoulder, and this is a picture of Millie and I from a class celebration about 5 or 6 years ago, and I posted this on Millie's Facebook page on her birthday, and it tagged Reese. And I said, oh, hi, Reese. Reese is wishing Millie happy birthday. And then I saw there he is, right there on her shoulder. So I'm just going to put this up here. And he's always with us. And what I can tell you about Reese Reeves is that God used Reese Reeves, and that he was the most humble and loving man and open to being there for all of us. When I, in my first year of class, my father used Reese, and I held his hands, and I was holding the hands of my father. And interestingly, Nathan was doing this to my thumbnail a little bit ago, and that's what I did with my dad's hand when I was little. And it was very automatic in that circle to do that with Reese's hands. So I'd just like to take a minute and, by a show of hands, ask how many of you did God use Reese to hold your hands or to bring your loved ones through in the classes over the years? And I'd like to ask you, who did Reese bring for you?
Multiple people. I think it's, everybody, it's always in the circle of me. So.
Mary, would you like to?
The same thing. Multiple people, and he used to stand behind Chewy and work healing on him when he could. We used to sit in the back room, and he would just stand there.
And you could feel that energy. Carrie, did you have your hand up?
Multiple male relatives. And a whole geographical area.
Who else? Holler it out. Yes, David.
I think my father.
Your father?
Yeah.
Who? Your father? Who else?
My dad.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Who else? Barbara?
My father and my son.
Your father and your son. So what Millie teaches us in class, and for those of you who are here tonight and don't know about Millie's classes, what she teaches us is that we all have healing that we need. We all have sadness about loved ones that we've lost. And when I came to this church, I'd been sad for a really long time, and Barbara brought my mom through as well, and I was healed. And what she also teaches us is that our loved ones on the other side need healing too. And Reese brought that healing. He brought that healing with his hands. He brought that healing with his energy. And he's still bringing that healing to this church. When I looked at this picture, I thought, well, there he is. Here he is all the time. And he was a man of great love and great gifts. And it was when I was asked. So after I had my head on Millie's lap and they were planning the class celebration, I was like, I'm going to go out in the carriage house with Millie, because I managed to show up at the end of class and get a gig, you know, and I kind of feel bad because I tend to miss classes in the spring a lot being out of town. So I said, no, you guys plan, and I'm just going to go out with Millie. And Deborah said, but I have one thing I have to ask you. And when she asked, and here I'd just seen Reese while I had my head on Millie's knee. So I came in, and I said, oh, I better go see Deborah, because she wants to see me, and I'm going to be in trouble. She said, come right back. And she asked if I would speak about Reese and how are you? Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. And all day, I had kind of a sad day. I had a hard time. I just wanted to sleep. Anybody just like to sleep when you're not feeling very good? Yeah, so I was all about my pillow today. I said, I don't really need to go anywhere today. My pillow was very comforting. And I laid there, and I would lay there, and I would think, what will I say? And I'm not worthy. There are so many people more worthy to stand up here and speak about Reese. And guess what? Oh, thank you, Reese. I just got chills off. And that's what Reese told me all the time, was that I was worthy and that I needed to know that I was worthy. And I was in, I was going to City College when I met Reese and then continued on to go to SDSU and get my bachelor's and my master's. And what Reese always told me was that it was my job to combine the science and the spirit, which is the work that I'm doing right now. And I'm just humbled to be asked to talk about our friend Reese. I'm humbled to know that he's that bluebird on our shoulder. I'm humbled that he held my hands. I'm grateful that my father was able to use him and tell me things that I needed to hear, and that I got to tell my father things he needed to hear through this beautiful man who for how many years, 30 years, just brought love and gifts to this church. And now I just wanted to give a minute, if anyone wanted to say anything about Reese, to come up and say anything. No? I'm worthy? Well, I just thank you all for being here. And if you haven't had a chance to experience Millie's classes, oh, it's just such a wonderful gift. And I can't, yes? Do you have your, Sayer?
Yeah, well, it comes to mind real quick. If I'm wrong, please tell me. I believe this Indian guy name was Chief Crazy Horse.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And in his spirit, I got a message from somebody that he snatched, actually from Benny, that he snatched a newspaper from my hands because I was watching too much news.
Oh.
And so I know it's around. It's pretty cool.
I did not know that that was Reese's Indian guide, an interesting story. My Indian guide is Bubbling Spring, and I go to this special creek in Nevada that I really love called Galena Creek, and I went there to pray last October and ask, where do you want me, God? Because that's what we get to do. We get to ask any given day, where do you want me? And I was praying with my husband, and I was telling him how blessed he is that he brought through this incredible spirit that is Crystal, his daughter, who we all love so much. Like I said, do you know how special you are that God let you bring her into this world, and that our daughters, that we get to bring life into this world? And he's very humble and he's very shy. And he said, I don't know. And I said, no, you know how special you must be that you were chosen to do that. And as we walked, I stepped on something, and it was a branch in the perfect shape of a seven. And Crazy Horse prophesied back in the 1800s that great healing would come in the seventh generation, that it would take seven generations for healing. He and Blackout prophesied this. It would take seven generations after Wounded Knee for healing to begin for the Lakota people, and not only the Lakota people, but for the whole world. And he saw great circles of healing. And this is the seventh generation. And Reese brought me great healing, and he also brought great healing to Crystal. For those of you who don't know, I found Crystal in this church in Millie's class almost 7 years ago. We hadn't seen each other for a long time. It had been about 8 years, and we didn't know where to find her. And I came to Millie's class and was telling a God story with my friend Letitia. And all of a sudden, the sweet voice from the stairs said, Millie, I have a God story. That's my stepmom. And she had been coming here for 4 years. And Crystal's people are the Lakota people. And isn't that a beautiful full circle that that's Reese's Indian guide? Because I've been thinking about Crazy Horse a lot. So I'm going to stop now. I just thank you all so much for the honor and privilege to talk with you all about Reese. Does anyone else have anything about Reese? Hi, Patty. All right. Thank you so much. I'm humbled and honored to be here with you, and just ask you all to hold Crystal in your heart and prayers. And thank you.
Thank you, Millie. Okay. Now we would like to have John come up and give a few words.
Good evening, everybody. Good to see you all.
Oh, and here's John. Sorry, I forgot to introduce
you. All right. When I first came into this church, like a lot of people who come into these spiritualist churches in particular, I came because I wanted the church experience. It was something I was seeking out, and I also was really drawn to the idea of the messages. Like a lot of people, I had a lot of confusion, a lot of pain, and I wanted answers. And I thought I could get a lot of that here. And so many years later, I first came here in 2010. Still have a lot of work to do, we all, trying to figure things out. I've had some clarity. But I got something a lot more rewarding than just the messages. And that's always a big dose of love. The love volume here is really strong. And when I first came, I often was, looking for something for myself. And now I try to follow Millie's example, and she always says, come and see what you can offer for somebody else, how you can help somebody else. And I come here with that in mind a lot more now. It's a lot more important to me. And, speaking of love volume, we're honoring Reese here tonight, and I thought I would bring up three beings who I've lost this last year, starting with the main man we're honoring here, Reese. I remember when I first met him, he was pretty quiet. He always has been pretty quiet. Didn't get to know him very well. Just I bonded with other people more and didn't get to know him too well. But over the years, I did notice when he didn't talk much, he was quiet, but he was real, because when he did say something, it had a lot of meaning to it. I'm sure a lot of you might recognize that in him. He didn't give little small talk. When he said something, it was something real, something meaningful. And I also remember a number of times I might be struggling internally in a lot of pain, in my head. And Reese would be looking at me, and he would see me, and then he'd wink at me, and smile at me, almost telepathically letting me know, it's all part of the journey, kid, but you're going to be all right. And it was very comforting. Didn't have to say anything. That's just how he spoke to me. And sure enough, I don't struggle as much. I don't have as much internal pain. And that's due to a lot coming here. And in the last couple years in class, I got to know him a lot better. And like usual, often quiet. But when he would speak and give God stories, when we give God stories here and he would speak, he would leave something here that you couldn't help but remember, something very powerful. I really feel that he kind of missed the boat. I wish he got his minister degree and came up and been up here speaking a lot more. Because, boy, when he spoke, it was powerful stuff. And during many message circles, many of us had very powerful healings, when he would get up there. And very accurate, very accurate. And I remember one particular time, I was worried about my health, and he said, your family, a lot of your family on the other side is here, and don't worry, it's something you'll be able to deal with, it won't be a problem. And that was very comforting. I was very concerned, and, sure enough, when I went to the doctor, it was all good. And he could do that. And always offer the healing. And a lot of us will always remember Reese for that, his love and his healing ability. Other person I want to honor is Paul Criswell. If you remember Paul, anyone who remembers Paul here, often a lot of people might remember him as the man in white beard. And Paul was a great example. I think love often can be expressed often in small acts. And Paul did a lot of that. He would come and he would bring, vegan sweets or vegan organic food, fruit. Always offering something, whether it was a little money. If you needed a ride, he was looking out for you. And always or offering some kind of advice. If he saw you were troubled, he would give people advice. Paul had studied a lot of masters for over his 70 years and different traditions, and he had learned a lot from a life experience. So always willing to offer, whether it didn't matter if you were strangers, he would offer your help and make you feel welcome and loved. And I've always given good advice. I remember when I was concerned and I was trying to figure out what my purpose was here on earth, you know, and what to do with my life. And he was saying, well, just smile and said, don't worry, because you have forever. You know, and he would give that kind of advice. And many people became friends. I mean, I know I made about 15, 20 friends through him. And I know a lot of people that can feel the same way. Millie often talks about, you know, you can accumulate all you want here, but that doesn't matter. What matters when you leave here is your love vibration. And Paul left that legacy. And I will always remember Paul for that. And the third being I want to bring up was my family dog, Sadie. Big Great Dane. Beautiful Great Dane. And like, you know, dogs, they bring just love so easily to us. You know, Sadie could often make us laugh and or play with us, or, you know, just being in our presence. And, you know, every day coming up for her, she'd come up and the way she'd do it, she'd stick her nose in her face in you and, you know, for a snuggle in every day. And that's what dogs do. They give us that unconditional love every day. And that's why we love them so much. And I'll always, you know, and she lived, Great Danes tend to live, have a life of about 8-9 years. She lived about 12 years longer. And I used to say, well, she lives because of all the love we give her. That's what I said. That's what keeps her going. And thinking of dogs, I remembered something I saw on Facebook. You know, Facebook has these little spiritual quotes and little stories, uplifting stories in them. And I saw one that was really impressive. And a father was talking to his little 10-year-old boy about dogs. Talking about, isn't it a shame, you know, they had lost one of their dogs recently, about how dogs don't live so long. And the father asked him, why do you think that is? And, you know, the little boy thought about it. And he said to him, well, you know, what we're really here to do, our purpose here basically is to learn how to love. That is what our purpose here is on earth, is to learn how to love. And he said, you know, dogs, they already know how to do that, so they don't need to stick around so long. And I thought, you know, boy, out of the mouth of babes, huh? Yeah. So and I want to give honor to Crystal, and who's real, like, as what Millie called, a bubble of love. And I can't name how many times she's comforted me, made me feel better. And she's just always helping people. And so for those who know her, don't know her, just please pray. We could use, you know, she could use that. Prayer is strong. It works. So if you can send that her way, we'd appreciate it. And just being here, it's just, there's so many examples of that here. So many examples of love here. People here that will give you, you know, a healing or a reading, you name it. You talk to you when you need the support. Or it's just a simple hug. But there's so much of that here. Millie's a great example. I mean, Millie, when I can't name how many times I've been, I come here pretty regularly, loyally for years, every Wednesday. And I can't name how many times somebody will show up that she hasn't seen in years or who lives in another part of the States. But when they come here, they got to come and give a check-in with Millie. You know, because her love volume is just so strong. And Millie's a great example of that. It's been a great example to all of us in that sense. And so many other people here, same thing. So I guess I'm just going to leave that with the classic Beatles song, All You Need Is Love. Thank you.
Thank you, John. One of the things at class on Thursday night was at the very end of class, John was up in the center of the class, and they were doing healing, and there was four people next to him. And when I was in the outer circle, I was standing where Reese usually sits, and I felt myself being pushed aside, and I'm like, okay. And I knew it was, I felt Reese's presence, and he kind of stepped over, and Millie asked the four people to touch John. and I saw Reese walk up and put his hands on his shoulder like he did many times in class. And it was very amazing to afterwards to talk to David and Sylvia, was on the other two side. I said, did you feel something next to you? And David said, it was very crowded, and I don't know why. And I said, because Reese came in. So it's very nice that he could come back to class, and he always said he would. So.